Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Wednesday to one and all. It is hump day, and it is game three of the NLDS, the first pitch set to go off in just a few moments. Quinn Priester taking the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't know about you, but I'm extremely nervous. Also a big surprise in the Brewers lineup, Brandon Lockridge getting his start in the outfield for the Brewers. He hasn't been out on a major league field or taken an at-bat since late August. Keep your eyes on that particular position. See if we see a little action from Blake Perkins later in the game in response to Cubs pitching changes. I'll keep you updated since this game is going to be going on while this fine program is going on. So you don't need to pick between me and the Brewers. I will keep you updated. Y'all know if you've been listening to me for more than 5 minutes that I'm a little bit of an obsessive Brewers fan. And since we've started locally, let's stay with that local focus for our breaking news this afternoon. Reporting from the Journal Sentinel today is sharing this, that Donald Trump is cutting a state grant that it is intended to support special education here in the state of Wisconsin. This initial decision by the Trump administration to cut around $8 million of a $12 million grant was appealed by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, saying that it had made changes to align with various executive orders from the Trump administration. And they defended the program as being essential and quite successful at improving the retention of special education teachers. By the way, there's never enough of these people in our public schools. There is always a shortage. Talk to any public school teacher and they will tell you this. This is a dire need here in the state of Wisconsin. The federal government, Donald Trump, responded on September 29th and said, forget you people. We're going to cancel the grant anyways because it conflicts with the priorities of President Donald Trump's administration. When is failing to fund and support special education not aligned with any president's administration? I just don't understand this. But again, I think it falls into the category of they really don't know what they're doing. It's all just slash and burn, and they're trying to break public education, not improve it, but to break it. This has been a long time plan within conservative circles. See only as evidence, not just this, but the siphoning of money over decades into voucher programs that don't have to abide by any federal standards and don't have to educate any special education students. That's left for the public schools, which apparently Donald Trump here in the state of Wisconsin can't be bothered with. Again, this means that about $8 million of a $10.5 million grant, excuse me, I misspoke a moment ago, a $10.5 million grant will be cut. This, in turn, will mean that several initiatives will be eliminated entirely here in the state of Wisconsin, including the development of an online training program for new special education teachers, a social media campaign for teacher recruitment. As I've noted, there has been a longstanding shortage of SPED teachers here in Wisconsin. Also eliminated, an online toolkit for educators about individual education plan. If you have a child that has special education needs, you know that each child is entitled under federal law to an individualized education plan. Again, eliminating an online toolkit to assist teachers in crafting those for each student that is entitled to them under federal law. Also being eliminated is a program called Warhawks Tech, which is a partnership between the State Department of Public Instruction and the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater that paid for special education teachers on temporary licenses to earn their master's degrees as they work toward full-time licensure. What is going on? I don't care what party you're in, but our obligation to teach and reach and provide an opportunity for every single child in this state should be something that we can all agree on. And yet, again, apparently Donald Trump doesn't give two whits about special education programs and students here in the state of Wisconsin. Also in local news, also from Journal Sentinel reporting this afternoon, the Microsoft Corporation has pulled plans that were quite controversial for a Caledonia data center after opposition from area residents and elected officials. According to a statement provided by Microsoft, they said this, quote, based on the community feedback we heard, we have chosen not to move forward with the site. We remain committed to investing in Southeast Wisconsin and look forward to working with the Village of Caledonia, blah, 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 blah. Here's the short version. They're going to put it somewhere else and hope that the community doesn't object to it. Pay attention to this. We've been talking about these artificial intelligence data centers, the energy that they pull, the grid stress that they place on communities, the fact that these are largely opposed by communities, the amount of water that's required. Again, we don't know the long-term impacts on our energy availability or our grid or our environment of these data centers, and they're popping up all over the space, all over the place. So continue to watch this space here in Wisconsin as Microsoft looks for a community that might not be paying as much attention as the residents in Caledonia. Here is some big national news. Donald Trump's basically Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller. This is Dr. Doom. Sometimes it's a toss-up each day whether I call Russell Vogt the head of the Office of Management and Budget or Stephen Miller Dr. Doom or the undead. But both of them, fairly scary individuals. Stephen Miller was getting interviewed yesterday on CNN, and he said the quiet part out loud. And it is frightening. Take a listen to this.
I would note the administration won an identical case in the Ninth Circuit just a few months ago with respect to the federalizing of the California National Guard. Under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has plenary authority.
Stephen? Hey, Stephen, can you hear me?
Stephen Miller knew himself that he had just made an epic error on live national television. He literally rendered himself silent. The words that he used, plenary authority, that is a legal term. And to be clear, to start with, there is nothing in the law that that he is referring to that gives the president plenary authority. And I'm going to explain what that means to you. So what was Stephen Miller being interviewed about? He was being interviewed about the legal authority of Donald Trump to, as we discussed yesterday with former U.S. Attorney James Santel, to deploy the Texas National Guard in Illinois or the California National Guard in Oregon or California in Illinois or deploying or federalizing the California National Guard because the governor of California didn't authorize it, or trying to federalize the Illinois National Guard because the governor didn't authorize it. Okay, so that's what he's being asked about. And in response, he says the president has plenary authority to do so. I want you to listen to this again. And by the way, CNN cut this part of the interview when it posted it online. But this happened live, and Stephen Miller just freezes. This is not a technical glitch, though that's what CNN said. When you watch this live, you can see Stephen Miller blinking, and he just freezes. This wasn't, again, like the feed got interrupted. Stephen Miller knows that he just spilled all of the beans, okay? So with that as background, listen to this one more time.
I would note the administration won an identical case in the Ninth Circuit just a few months ago with respect to the federalizing of the California National Guard. Under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has plenary authority.
Okay. So Stephen Miller knows that he just screwed up. He knows that he screwed up so badly, he literally can't speak anymore. So the question all of us should be asking is, why was Stephen Miller's admission live on CNN last night that the president, by Stephen Miller's account, in Donald Trump's view, why is it such a big deal for Stephen Miller to say that the president has plenary authority over the National Guard? This is an incredibly revelatory statement that should strike fear into the heart of every single American. Here is what plenary authority is. It is unlimited and exclusive authority to do whatever you want. It really only exists in exceedingly narrow circumstances under the U.S. Constitution. An example of that would be the president's authority to issue pardons. No one gets to review those. He decides those completely on his own. There is absolutely no arguing about who gets a pardon. The president literally gets to do that entirely himself. But it is very plain to say, in a democratic republic where our founders created three supposedly mostly co-equal branches of government, that the president does not and never should have plenary authority over the National Guard or the military at all. And the reason is simple. If you look up the definition of a dictatorship, it is when one individual person, without any review, without any limits, can direct the military. That is not how our Constitution created the executive branch or the presidency. It's why Congress is required to declare war. It is why governors are required to deploy their state's National Guard. Now, I'm going to revisit this topic before the end of the show today. But again, if you don't believe what I'm saying, give it a Google. Do a little internet search. What defines a dictatorship? Here is what I found when I Googled that very basic question. A government where a single person controls the military and wields absolute power, i.e. plenary authority, is known as an autocracy or a dictatorship. What Stephen Miller just admitted on CNN last night is that Donald Trump is a dictator. That the view from those in the White House is that Donald Trump alone, one individual, can direct the military to do whatever he wants without any power of any other branch of government to review that power. Ladies and gentlemen, that means we have lost our democracy. And that is why Stephen Miller stunned himself into silence yesterday afternoon. This is a clarion call to every American to wake up and smell what is actually going on. Folks, we're going to continue with breaking news on the other side, so don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.